From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Since September 11th, skeptics of U.S. policy have demanded proof that Osama bin Laden is guilty of masterminding the terrorist attacks. Today, U.S. officials offered what they say is a smoking gun, indisputable and public proof that bin Laden was responsible. A videotape released by the Pentagon shows bin Laden speaking with colleagues and calling the attacks successful beyond his expectations. He said he had not anticipated that both towers of the World Trade Center would collapse, and he called the hijackings a martyrdom operation that benefited Islam greatly. NPR's Melissa Block has more.
The hour-long videotape was obtained, according to the White House, from a home in Jalalabad, and it was brought to the attention of U.S. officials. President Bush viewed portions of the tape at the White House on November 30th, and according to spokesman Ari Fleischer, once it was determined the tape was authentic and that its release would not jeopardize intelligence operations, the president decided it should be made public.
You heard the president say that this is further proof, this is a just cause that the United States is engaged in. He referred to Osama bin Laden as a murderer who would seek to destroy civilization if we didn't stop him, and what an evil man Osama bin Laden is.
On the videotape, Osama bin Laden is seen meeting with some lieutenants and a visiting Arab sheikh, apparently, according to the Pentagon, at a guest house in Kandahar in mid-November. Bin Laden said he was notified of when the attacks would take place 5 days ahead of time. In a translation provided by the Pentagon, bin Laden described sitting with his associates listening to the radio on September 11th.
At the end of the newscast, they reported that a plane just hit the World Trade Center. After a little while, they announced that another plane had hit the World Trade Center. The brothers who heard the news were overjoyed by it.
And bin Laden made it clear that he had a direct role in engineering the attacks.
We calculated in advance the number of casualties from the enemy who would be killed based on the position of the tower. We calculated that the floors that would be hit would be three or four floors. I was the most optimistic of them all. Due to my experience in this field, I was thinking that the fire from the gas in the plane would melt the iron structure of the building and collapse the area where the plane hit and all the floors above it only. This is all that we had hoped for.
On the videotape, bin Laden also told the visiting sheikh that Mohammed Atta, who apparently commandeered American Airlines Flight 11, was in charge of the hijackers. And bin Laden said the other hijackers were left in the dark about the details of the attacks.
The brothers who conducted the operation, all they knew was that they have a martyrdom operation, and we asked each of them to go to America. But they didn't know anything about the operation, not even one letter. But they were trained, and we did not reveal the operation to them until they are there, and just before they boarded the planes.
In New York City, reaction to the video came quickly. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani said he hoped that foreign governments who aren't cooperating with the U.S. investigation because of concerns about the death penalty will change their views.
Maybe if they pay attention to this tape, they would get a sense that the use of the death penalty under the right circumstances in a situation like this is certainly justifiable. If for no other reason than these people remain a clear and present danger to other innocent human beings so long as they're alive.
In New York, when the tape aired this morning, passersby clustered around TV monitors in storefronts. For Carlos Serrano, the bin Laden video changes nothing.
You can't feel any more hatred to the guy, so it doesn't make a difference. You know, the tape's not going to do anything for me, but maybe it'll help over there in Afghanistan and the people who still believe in him. Seeing that, you know, he is what he is. He's not all for God or Allah. To me, he's a monster.
I don't think it'll sway many people.
Michael Payne was downtown on September 11th and saw the second plane hit the Trade Center.
A lot of these extremist people, they're not going to say, oh, he did in fact do it. That's, you know, that's terrible now. You know, people who shared the same views that he has are going to stay on that side of the fence.
Khalila Wilson said after watching the video, she's convinced Osama bin Laden is a madman. Wilson works in a midtown skyscraper.
I work on the 22nd floor, and I watched, you know, the trades, both of them come down. And, you know, he doesn't know it now, but he will pay, and he will. You know, he really thinks he's above everybody, and he will pay. And as a New Yorker, I really don't think that they can break the spirit of the city, because we are way too tough.
Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.